available.
Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. It's over, though. If your team's lost, oh, I'm so sorry. But there are more games to be played on and off the field and in and out of our nation's capital. As you know, each and every show we go inside the Beltway, and of course we'll do that later this week, and there's a lot to talk about. Things that are coming up, what's ultimately going to happen more with the budget brouhaha back and forth. I don't expect much of anything actually really to happen there other than more Band-Aids. It's the same old thing. However, there's a lot of noise about jobs, and there's a lot of noise about who's running and who may step aside, certainly on the Republican side of things. Chris Christie's name keeps coming up, even though any source I have, and I have two really good sources in New Jersey who know the governor well, say he's not running, no matter what the headlines are screaming out. But they're teasing the public, certainly, because somebody's fanning those flames, and it has to be somebody close to Chris Christie, I would assume. Otherwise, why would that be pushed out there? Ron Paul, when we talk about who's left in the race, Ron Paul's name keeps coming up in our straw poll. Don't forget, we're entering our second week of that. For fun, it's unscientific anyway, just like it is in all the states that do it. We thought, well, we're going to take this over, too, and see how you really feel about the candidates that are out there if you had to vote in these next couple of weeks. So far, Herman Cain and Ron Paul lead our little straw poll. That's 30 votes total, 15 apiece. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, has 8. Mitt Romney has 7. Michelle Bachmann picked up a couple of extra votes over the weekend. She's got 6. If you want to have a say in this, please do. Don't be shy. You can hit us up through the miracle of the Internet. Go to my website, americatonight.net, and click on email and bada bing, you're in. Or you can always jingle my digits. That sounds bad, huh? 800-259-5791. Get your minds out of the gutter. 800-259-5791. All right, so Ron Paul, for the longest time, has talked about the Federal Reserve and the gold standard. He's been the big pusher for that. And this is nothing new for him. It's not something that just happened overnight or something that happened this year for a very, very long time. It's interesting, because now more people are jumping on that bandwagon. So Ron Paul started to beat that drum a long time ago. When I say a long time ago, you know, decade ago or even before that. Now others are doing it, so it's part of the conversation. And he's having an impact on the race. Some people think, if nothing else, he's going to be the spoiler in some big states, that he's going to siphon votes away. And he's going to help determine the nominee because of that. If it's not him, which I don't think it will be, even though I like him. I know a lot of you like the guy. I like him. I like a lot of what he has to say. It hits home with me. But if nothing else, that's what he's going to be. And he was asked that question, too, when he was in New Hampshire. And somebody said, well, you know, you're going to play spoiler or some such thing. And he said, I don't really know what that means. He says, this is a quote. I read this somewhere. If you're a participant and you have an influence and you win or come close and you influence the debate, I think that's pretty important. So I don't put a negative term on that as spoiling. Good for him, and he's right. If somebody is there and they can get elected on their own, then there wouldn't be the word spoiler because people are disappointed in their choices. And that, therefore, that's why the votes get split off. So whose fault is that? He certainly makes an interesting point there. I'll tell you what, he's the king of the fundraising. I mean, he is. in one 24-hour period, a mere 4 or 5 years ago, it was probably 4 years ago now, he raised $5 million online donations. $5 million. So there's a lot of people that like to be good at what he's good at. And that definitely is certainly drawing interest and attention with things that he believes in. And that's the thing. At least when you see Ron Paul, what you see is what you get. And he was the Libertarian's candidate for president. You can go back to 1988. The things that I've said many times that I like about Ron Paul, I like the idea of the withdrawal of the troops, because, of course, we can't afford that, and that's just one reason why. I also like his money vision. I've liked that idea for a long time. It's ridiculous. The Federal Reserve, how the Federal Reserve controls what's happening in, like, the quantitative easing with the crazy amount of money that's printed, and there is no roadmap to that money. It's, well, what's backing that money? Who cares? We're just going to print more of it. So he has a very big point with me. He absolutely has struck a chord, but he has for a long time. And whatever word you want to use, he's going to have an influence on the campaign. He makes a good point about the whole spoiler thing. So if somebody's on the bubble or if somebody thinks that he's going to push them out, then they need to work harder and come up with reasons why they should be their party's candidate. The biggest thing I fear is that we're stuck. I don't want to be stuck with just the best of the lot. I don't want that to happen. Quickly, there's something interesting that happened from a political past over the weekend. Dick Cheney, not shy about speaking out, was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on CNN with Candy Crowley, and he talked about the fact that there's been this bizarre hypocrisy in attacking Bush's policies, but yet you see what happens with President Obama, and he was using the comparison of the killing of the terrorist Al-Awlaki, and saying that, well, then you should apologize if you're using drones and you're doing that and taking them out, then you should apologize to the Bush administration for criticizing their war on terrorism policies. In fact, here's what Cheney said in his own words.
He said in his Cairo speech, for example, that he had, quote, banned torture. Well, we were never torturing anybody in the first place. The thing I'm waiting for is for the administration to go back and correct something they said 2 years ago when they criticized us for, quote, overreacting to the events of 9/11.
Yeah, that was a poor choice of words, for sure. Overreacting to the events of 9/11, which the Obama administration did do. And they said that when they were talking about the use of enhanced interrogation techniques after those attacks, and said that the Obama people said that what they did was walk away from our ideals as Americans, and that's why you can't have enhanced interrogation techniques, because you're just as bad as the guys that you're trying to get information from if you're using those methods. Any thoughts on that? You can share them with us too as well, along with the straw poll that I mentioned, by going to the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email, and as I said, you are in. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Here on ATN, the start of another week, as I said right at the top, a crazy week in the NFL, without a doubt, and we'll break that all down for you, too, a little bit as we go into our second hour here on the show. And also, did anybody nail the score? I mean, that's a key thing. So many of you called, gotten great response to that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you just flip this on, and you're like, what is she talking about? Nail the score. We're always nailing the politicians during the week, so we do a fun thing called Nail the Score. Week 4 in the NFL, it was the Lions and the Cowboys, and that was a crazy finish to that game. But all you care about is you don't even have to know anything about football. For 3 segments in our Friday morning show in our third hour, our computer randomly picks the game of the week, and then you tell us what you think the final score is going to be. Who's going to win it? You know, so in other words, all you'd have to do is say either the Lions or the Cowboys and what you thought the final score was going to be. I'm going to tell you that I picked the right team, but boy, did I pick the wrong score. I had the Lions 21-17. Mm-hmm. Boy, it turned out a little bit different. As I said, we'll tell you that at the, we'll tell that in our next segment. Actually, we'll wrap it up a little bit in odds and ends. Okay, this is another sting, I think, to the administration. Here's the scoop. There's a company, as I just mentioned it before, Nevada Geothermal Power. And what it is what you think it is. It's geothermal power. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to run clean energy, and electricity, of course, is so huge in Nevada. And what they do is, what they've done is, they actually did an audit and looked at the cash reserves, and the company they're concerned about the ability to continue. There's some doubt about their ability to continue. So they haven't filed for bankruptcy yet. Not yet. However, here's the similarities. I said there were some parallels and some big differences. We know the story of Solyndra and that big sting to the White House because they made a big deal about the solar panels in this company, and they had the guaranteed loan given to Solyndra, and it was, over $500 million. So in this case, same thing, guaranteed loan, all of that sort of stuff. But the parallels are the fact that you've got clean energy, and it shows you how rough it is, how the marketplace is so tough anyway. And now you've got the government in this and pumping money into it and the loan guarantee thing. I mean, this is a risky venture, to be sure. A lot of people have tried some green things, and they've fallen on their faces. But the big difference between the two is that one filed for bankruptcy. They did solar panels. Geothermal is a lot further down the line. So the amount of money, too, is different. The money that we technically have sank into this, because it's our money, we're the taxpayers. So just so you know, you have put in a loan guarantee of $79 million plus at least $66 million in grants. That's a lot smaller than the $528 million, to be exact, that was dumped into Solyndra. And, of course, there's no allegations of anything that went on secretively between anybody in the government and what happened with this geothermal plant, or even the other plant in Nevada. It's called Blue Mountain. The only thing is that you have the people behind this company, the executives, who feel confident that they feel confident that they can recover, and they say that it's not at risk, the government's investment, but they have some big challenges because they have high debt. They have very, very high debt and lower than expected energy at the plant. Because, see, this is the thing. Wouldn't it be great if we had renewable energy, cheaper, better? I mean, who's going to say, no, I want to pay more? But it's not there yet, right? So the geothermal plant produces about 3,000 megawatts of power, and that's nothing for the national electricity supply across this country. Think about it. We've talked about this a ton. So it generates just 35 megawatts, about enough to serve, they say, according to everything that I've read, including what I saw in the NYT today, 35,000 houses a year. And they've got just 22 employees. So remember, Solyndra had 1,000. I don't think the company was vetted out well because you had the Chinese selling solar panels cheap, cheap, cheap. And people are going to go for cheap, cheap, cheap. So there was no market for what Solyndra was trying to sell. But the interesting thing here is there is one politician really wrapped up in this. He was shaking the mantle for this place. And who do you think it is? Of course, Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada. I mean, his statement was, this is the initiative we need. He visited the plant. And he was there months before they got conditional approval for the energy department loan guarantees and all that stuff. And so when he was there, it was a big photo op and all kinds of pictures were taken and, all that sort of stuff. But this amount is small in comparison to Solyndra. And geothermal energy can really work, but it just depends. I mean, they've obviously hit a few snags. In the future, this is a great idea for lots of different reasons. So there's a difference between geothermal and, of course, solar panels and the two companies. But again, it does raise the red flag. It does put us on alert, don't you think, when you see this story? Yeah, I think so. Especially when we have no budget. The debt talks are ridiculous. We keep going back and forth as to what's going to be dumped, what's going to be kept, who's going to get screwed in this whole thing. It's the same old argument, round and round and round and round we go. And this is just more pieces of it. What are the guaranteed loans? How are they vetted out? When it comes to new technologies, are we sure when we really don't have the money, are we pumping are we pumping the money into the wrong things at the wrong time? Certainly for Solyndra it was. I think this plant, they turned it around, and then that is a whole different thing. But it's just a warning. It's just a warning about how many other snags could be out there. How many other potential problems are there with some of these guaranteed loans, right? How many? Hey, coming up on America Tonight, a little odds and ends for you. Like I said, I'm going to tell you whether anybody actually nailed the score or not. Plus, Dick Cheney comes out and says, listen, this is going to sell some books. No, maybe. Dick Cheney comes out and he says, it's time that the president, President Bush, gets an apology. Why is he owed an apology? Well, I'll tell you why. And Wall Street protesters, now it's starting to gain a little steam. When I was there a couple of weeks ago, it was a small band of people, and you could hear them, and you could hear the chanting and everything, but it was small. It was pretty small. Now it's gotten a lot bigger. 700 people actually jammed up the Brooklyn Bridge on Saturday. Now a bunch of people have been arrested, and there are similar protests that are rolling out in big cities, and the basic premise of it is forget the rich people, that we're getting screwed by the people in Wall Street, and it's time that the nonsense ends. You know, the bank's too big to fail, kind of that same thing, based on all the things that that we've seen lately. So it's not just one group. It's a whole bunch of people that are coming together to protest. And see, this is a hard thing to protest. We protested on the air all the time, I think. Corporate greed. People are just venting their frustrations. I think corporate greed, gas prices, health insurance woes. I mean, just a myriad of things have been yelled out by the Occupy Wall Street folks. And like I said, it's now spread to Los Angeles and Chicago and Boston and Seattle, similar types of movements. So this has been 3 weeks in New York, and how would you classify them? Do you think anyone's taking them serious? Are they just a bunch of nuts? Are they starting the conversation? The problem is, whenever you have a grassroots movement, you have to have a leader. You have to have some kind of an organization, and it's not that organized. Although, I give them credit, because how many of us aren't going to argue about corporate greed, right? Odds and ends on the flip side. Stay with us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Here on ATN, one of my favorite segments. All right, I gave you a mini preview of what we were going to talk about. Here's what it sounded like as far as the protesters are concerned. Take a listen. Can we hear that again? All right, that's pretty loud. So I'm going to give them an A for effort and then some. Good for those people that have been there for 3 weeks. Like I said, there's not one person spearheading this, but they're loosely called Occupy Wall Street, and they have a general assembly each day for the people that are there for a few hours. They camp out. They discuss what's going on. The whole mission is just to, I think, gain attention to what the problem is in this country. The people are just blind to some of the things that are happening. Now, in Chicago, I checked on this earlier. They've actually been doing it for a while, too. They're in their 10th day, and they've got a big website going, and they had a huge afternoon march in L.A. They did the same thing, Occupy Los Angeles. they did a march. They're at Pershing Square to City Hall is what they did there. If you know anything about L.A., let's just say it was I want to say that's like a mile, a couple miles maybe at the most. And then what they were shouting was the revolution's happening. It's not just in the news. So from what I can figure out, there's maybe 32, 34 groups. And there's unions, there's grassroots kind of movements. And it's everything that you can imagine that's being talked about. Here's what I loved. One of the things that that came up over the weekend was Bank of America. And Bank of America, of course, is now charging you, they're going to in the beginning of the new year, $5 when you use your ATM card. Is that ridiculous? If you use your debit card, basically. And, you know, they're like the mafia. They want a piece of everything. They all of a sudden, if you bank at Bank of America, you know this, you'll get a maintenance fee, $25 maintenance fee. I mean, they just keep sucking the money out of us. I was having this conversation with somebody when I was checking out a line. And sure, I might have a tendency to sound like I'm on a microphone, but I wasn't talking that loudly, to be honest. And the checker chimed in and said, oh, yeah, don't worry. All banks are going to be that way. Because I was telling the person, you know, you look for a credit union or a bank that you know is pretty solvent in your area, because that's what's going to happen with all these big banks. They're not lending money. They got all that money in the bank's too big to fail nonsense a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. And then they're slapping us with more and more fees. I mean, it's one thing to pay a fair fee, but I think they're charging way too much. So the biggest thing that's happened so far, and the voices you just heard there were 700 protesters, give or take. There might have actually been a few more because I saw the crowd, that they were on the Brooklyn Bridge, and 50 or so were arrested. They were cited for blocking the roadway. And then there was a confrontation and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And the deputy commissioner for New York City Police Department said that they were given all these warnings, that they were blocking the pedestrian walkway and the main roadway. And there was a shutdown of the Manhattan to Brooklyn Bridge traffic for several hours and how ridiculous that was and, you know, whatnot. But, hey, they're gaining steam. If we're talking about on America Tonight and other people are talking about it, not just the obvious candidates, the people who have printed a few things. And as I said, when I was there, it was small, but good for them for hanging out and talking about the things that we're constantly venting about here on these airwaves. Maybe a physical show, I don't know, what does it lead to? Does it lead to anything substantial? You know, that's the thing. Is it going to lead to any kind of a change? Maybe it just gives some more faces, I think, to the frustration that so many people feel. That's what I would say. I mean, the best thing that can happen there is probably that. All right, how about this? I'm going to let you hear what Dick Cheney had to say about the Bush apology thing. Now, what do you think Cheney feels that Bush is owed an apology for? Do, 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 do. I'm not very good at game show themes, but it goes something like that, doesn't it, Jeopardy? The former vice president talked about the Obama administration Sunday for, you know, talked about what was going on for using a drone strike to kill, and this is a huge story, the American-born Muslim cleric, Al-Awlaki, as you know, but said that if they're doing that, shouldn't they reverse all the criticism of Bush's actions against suspected terrorists? Why isn't he getting nailed for that? If this is one of the top terrorist recruiters in the world, he was killed in Yemeni on Friday in Yemen, then why should Bush get nailed for what happened as far as the conversations with what the CIA did and the waterboarding stuff and all of that? You know, if they're waiting for an apology, I think they're going to wait a very long time. Because as we know, all of the hubbub over what you can and cannot do with interrogation techniques, you know, enhanced interrogation techniques, and the big thing was the waterboarding. All of them have been banned by this president. He's saying, well, if they can use the drones and they can clearly take out this terrorist and they're not getting any blowback for it, well, then why did Bush take so much abuse for what was consulted upon legally with waterboarding? Is the Obama administration, are they repeating things? And in fact, the former Congresswoman Jane Harman, Democrat from California, right? You know, Jane Harman. She said that, you know, some of the critiques of the Bush White House and its secrecy are valid. But she said, I don't think the Obama folks should be repeating the mistakes. I think the debate about the legal, see, it's always the legal thing, about the legal grounds for counterterrorism strategy should be more in the open. We should have a legal framework around our interrogation and detention policies far more than we do now. Now, who cares about this former congresswoman except for forever and a day? She's definitely someone you can go to get a comment from because she was one of the top members of the House Intelligence and Homeland Security Committees forever. I mean, really, until she stepped away. And part of that was, what about drone strikes? Because we've gotten attacked about drone strikes because you're killing innocent civilians sometimes. And how come they're able to do that? And yet everything that happened in the Bush administration was wrong. I don't know. So far off course or not. And then that just brings up the whole thing about the drone out of bounds or not. What do you think? I don't know. I'm going to say, when I say I don't know, I have an opinion about the drones. I think that the drones are necessary. I think if you want to take out terrorists, if we're in this age of technology, it's the only course you really have other than throwing these soldiers out there the way we are already anyway and putting them in these villages where they're sitting ducks and targets and everything else, and they try to gain the friendship of the people in Afghanistan, for example, in these remote areas. And when they know, for example, that they had one of the worst recruiters for Al-Qaeda, as far as Americans are concerned or others, when they had al-Awlaki there, they had to take him out. How could you not take him out? And, of course, there wasn't any collateral damage that time. Collateral damage is absolutely reprehensible. But do you think there's no collateral damage whatsoever in war? So with the drone thing, I got to say whatever administration it is, they got to be able to use the drones. With enhanced interrogations, I mean, you know, what was gained from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed from the waterboarding? And the answer is, and what Cheney says and what several other people have said in the past, is that's how they got names. That's how they were able to connect the dots. Then you'll have other people who also work for the CIA who will refute that and say it's not necessary. You don't have to do that. It doesn't matter now because we're not doing any of that. We're not doing any of the enhanced techniques. But it goes back to the same thing, you know, that we've said in the past. How much is too much? Where is the line? And when you're in these current situations, you know, it's the old thing about war is hell. Where is the line? When is too much? Too much, and how do you step back from it? I guess that's what Cheney's saying. Okay, so we want an apology because they're not stepping back; they're just stepping in a different direction. That's what they're doing. Ugh. All right, one last one. Did anybody nail the score? Well, the answer is nobody nailed the score. I told you what my guess was: 21-17. I said that the Lions would beat the Cowboys, and in fact, the Lions did beat the Cowboys, but it wasn't 21-17. Nobody nailed the score. There's always next week, week 5 in the NFL. Hey, coming up next here on America Tonight, the weekly Rewind, a conversation with a religious leader about politics and other things that ail these United States. Hang with us.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, of course, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Just finished a great book called Responsible, and the author of that book is Pastor Matt Hagee, and just such a great read. You know, with all the time crunches we're all in, it's very hard to sit down and within the course of 2 days finish a book. So to me, in my world, that means this was really good stuff. And as all of you know, I don't push things that I don't like. And there's a number of reasons why this book is a good read. And we've talked about religion and the beating that religion is taking these days due to many of the things that are happening in the world today. So without further ado, Pastor Hagee joins us. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate you joining us on America Tonight.
And Kate, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much.
As I said, I really did enjoy reading the book, and you tackled all kinds of things. And what I liked about the book right from the get-go, one of the things that you mentioned at the top is what people worry about, you know, the everyday things. What do you do about the mortgage? What do you do about retirement? What about kids in college? All the things that are weighing on people's shoulders today. Not like they didn't three decades ago, but life seems a little bit different from the 70s to where we are now in 2011. And I think that's part of the reason why I said religion is taking a beating, because you got to reach people who are very disillusioned. Do you find that's one of the main things that you find yourself doing, Pastor, trying to really reach out to those people who feel downtrodden and out of it?
Well, absolutely. As a pastor, I'm always reaching out. And doing so in an effort to give people the opportunity to continue to believe. And that basis of belief is really the key ingredient to making a difference at any level. In regards to having a better business, the first thing you need to do is believe that you can. If you want to have a better relationship with your spouse, you have to believe that your marriage can improve. If you want to see a change for good in the world, and I don't know anybody who doesn't, at least anyone in their right mind, you have to believe that the world is someplace that you can impact and make a difference. And so one of the reasons why I hear the term that religion is taking a beating is because, one, we as religious leaders have forgotten how to inspire people to continue to believe, and, two, we have failed to demonstrate daily relevance in the busy and fast-paced world that we're living in. As you mentioned, people worried about mortgage and worried about college tuition and 401ks that are not even, available as they thought they would be, and all of the myriad of issues that life throws at you these days. And then, three, I think that we have, in some regards, not been as sincere as we need to be about what it means to be a human being and a man and someone who is in desperate need of a merciful God.
Yeah. Well, you know, talking about reaching adults, what about the younger set? What about the youth? Because today, you see this, they walk around a lot of kids, even in high schools and whatnot, with their heads down because they're texting all day long. So how do you get children, whether it's preteens, teenagers, and in their early 20s, involved in embracing religion and embracing God?
Well, I think that it requires a great deal of effort, not only on the behalf of the church, but at home. We often here at our church have parents who come and they say, I'm looking for a program that, and what they're really going on to explain is that they're wanting to outsource the responsibility of parenting because they're too busy. And one of the reasons why kids are so disconnected in their own technologically fast-paced world is because the original social network that meets around the dinner table has broken down. Dad comes home at 8 p.m. after the kids have already done their homework and are getting ready for bed. The kids eat in front of the TV and mom drinks a shake because she's working out and doesn't want the extra calories. And, all of those things are fine, but the byproduct of them is that you have failed to have one of the most important moments of your day, and that is a moment of connection with every member of your household and your family. And so as a church, we encourage families, spend time together, sit down and stare at each other, turn off the television and ask simple questions like, how was your day? And just see what kind of a conversation unfolds. And as you talk about reaching teens, the best way to reach a teenager is get them while they're young, so that whenever they get to be teenagers and suddenly get the opportunity to know everything, they remember who you were way back when.
I like that, get the opportunity to know everything. You remember when you were a teenager. I remember
absolutely.
When I was a teenager.
I was brilliant at 18, and I'm absolutely having to reinvent myself now that I'm past that age.
I understand. One of the things you say in your book is you say there isn't an area of life that doesn't require response. We're required to respond. We must respond politically. We can't afford to continue abusing the future generations of this nation for what seems to be popular and convenient today. What did you mean by that?
Pretty much exactly what it stated, that we as a nation, and it really doesn't matter your age, we as a people in America have got to really face tough issues. One, you cannot change what you will not confront. And I believe, and then you can even notice this in the current political debates and campaigns that are taking place, there are certain candidates who feel like there are certain issues that you can't talk about. Well, we need to talk about it. And in doing so, we have to come to terms with who is going to sacrifice, because we cannot continue to exist as we do. We cannot continue to vote for a lifestyle that we cannot afford. There are several reasons why. One reason in particular is that we, at this point in this country, have more consumers than we do producers. It is a very simple fact that there were a lot more Americans born during the baby boom than there were during the baby bust. And in light of that issue, we have more people needing the assistance than are producing the assistance. So how do we address that? Do we continue to print money that makes us feel like we can keep going as we are? Or do we say, you know what, it was a great idea if all of the things we assumed would happen did, but it didn't play out that way, and we've got to make a change. If we don't come to terms with those tough issues, we're going to derail the train of this freedom-loving nation pretty quickly, and it needs to be something that we have the courage to address. We cannot afford to ignore it. Otherwise, our children and our grandchildren will not enjoy the quality of life we currently do.
Oh, I so agree with that. Speaking of the candidates in 2012, is there anybody that stands out to you yet at this point? Is there anybody that you like so far? Is it too early to call?
You know, I kind of like looking at it in terms of that Secretariat is currently a movie I'm totally loving. My kids enjoy it. Everybody gets real happy when we hear "Oh, Happy Day" at the end. And just like that particular legendary horse, every time he broke from the gate, he always fell to the rear. And yet he obviously won more races than he lost. The reality of our current political race is they've just broke out of the gate, and calling it right now would be a waste of time. I mean, I like a candidate by the minute, by the moment, by the speech, by the soundbite, by the tweet. I'm following a ton of them on Twitter right now just to see what their new bumper stickers are going to say next week. So I have to be careful before I commit to a bumper sticker.
Boy, no kidding. We just have a few moments left, but quickly, Palestinian statehood. How do you feel about that and our role with Israel?
You know, America is a democracy. Israel is a democracy. We have a great deal of common ground with that very brave nation in a very hostile area of the world. I believe that as allies with Israel, we owe them the support that they deserve. The UN this last week heard quite a bit of conversation about the desire for the Palestinian people to become a recognized state at the UN. The United Nations in and of itself has a very rigid procedure that you must go through before you can be recognized as a state. The Palestinian people have not yet accomplished those things, yet they are prematurely talking about it and doing so without the United States stepping up to say this is not the proper time for this conversation. And I believe that here in the West, as a democracy, we owe that to a democracy in the East. And if the Palestinian people wish to become a state and a nation, then they need to do that in the proper form, not as a matter of political opportunity or convenience.
Yeah, and we'll see how that all plays out, of course. Pastor, thanks so much for—you know how that is. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, the book is called Responsible. Pastor Matt Hagee, we'd love to have you back on the show. Will you join us again sometime?
You know I will. I look forward to it, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right, thanks, Pastor.